and welcome to the Pig and Whistle Tales from Azeroth. As always, here at the Pig and Whistle Inn in Stormwind, I go for a variety of subjects with regards to World of Warcraft. So grab a bottle or a pint, sit back and enjoy. This midweek episode, we'll be going over the latest roadmap that World of Warcraft or Blizzard have just released, showing what they have planned for 2024, essentially. This is for both Classic and Retail. We can maybe go into a bit more detail on the Friday episode about it. But essentially, this is a good layout of what is to come. So we'll start off with Classic. The Classic roadmap looks pretty much as you would expect it. So Wrath of the Lich King going into Cataclysm for most of it. But you obviously have Season of Discovery and World of Warcraft Hardcore in there. So in winter of Wrath Classic, you have Ruby Sanctum that is releasing on the 11th of Jan, if I'm not mistaken. I believe they announced that. As well as Season of Discovery, it's actually going to get its second phase in wintertime, apparently, which will allow you to level up to level 40, give you new runes, new PvP event, and the Gnomeregon raid. The new PvP event is located in Stranglethorn Vale as well, so I cannot think of a better place to put that, in all honesty. We have Cataclysm Beta that will come out during this time as well. And then moving into the late winter, springtime, we have self-found mode for World of Warcraft Hardcore. This is where you don't get to use the auction house, you can't trade with anyone. It is just that character on its own, and that character, whatever it loots, it gets, whatever it's, you know, basically, it's its own character. You can't communicate with anyone else, essentially. You can't use the mailbox, etc., etc. And then in spring, you have Season of Discovery once again dropping with its third phase. These are very quick releases for Season of Discovery, which is really good, every couple months. So it seems every couple to a few months, I should say. Level 50, new runes and a new raid. This new raid will be Scarlet Monastery, more likely than anything. Considering the raid for level 40 is Gnomeregon, I would suspect that they up the level cap to Scarlet Monastery to level 50 for the new raid, because it is such an iconic dungeon. Why wouldn't you utilize the most out of it? Then you have Cataclysm Classic that is releasing in the springtime. We have the pre-patch event. You have Worgens and Goblins that come along with that, guild features, account-wide collections, and Transmog comes out during the pre-patch of Cataclysm Classic. And then you obviously have the launch of it. So you have the campaign story. You have 4 raids, 7 dungeons, 2 heroic dungeons, PvP Battleground, and Darkmoon Island. Now, the 4 raids that will release are pretty much the single boss ones. Then you have the Tol'Barad one, which is one of them. Bastion of Twilight will be our first raid, if I'm not mistaken. And then you have the single target ones like Vortex Pinnacle, as well as, oh, there's another one that I'm forgetting. There's another single, like, boss raid or something, but I'm completely forgetting it. It's completely blanking off the top of my head. But in the middle of summer, we're going to have the 4th iteration of Season of Discovery. This is at level 60 with new runes and endgame activities. This is most likely Karazhan Crypts coming out then, which will be really, really cool. And then you have in the late summer and autumn time, you have Cataclysm Classic that will be updating. So Cataclysm Classic will give you Rise of the Zandalari first as its first patch. And then it will go on to Rage of the Firelands, which is really, really cool. So I think Cataclysm gave us Zolaman again. I'm not too sure. I could be completely wrong, but I'm pretty sure they gave us Zolaman. They redid it. And Zul'Garub. Now, they redid Zul'Garub as a dungeon, didn't they? So a catch-up dungeon. So I think that's what we'll be releasing with that patch. And then Firelands is obviously Ragnaros at the end, which is really, really cool. And then finally, at the end of autumn, late autumn, you have Season of Discovery, and then all it says is endgame content updates. So maybe a big patch, maybe some more runes, you know, who knows, to be honest with that. But it's looking really, really good for the 2024 roadmap. Now, if we go into the retail roadmap, we obviously start off back in winter, and we get 10.2.5, which is the Dragon Isles epilogues, the reclamation of Gilneas. So we're reclaiming Gilneas, which is really cool as a city in Eastern Kingdoms. We have Dragon Riding Worldwide, which will be amazing. Follower dungeons. These are dungeons that actually have NPCs in them for you to learn how to play a specific role, etc., which is really cool. Azerothian Archives, which will be interesting to see. And the Outland Cup, which is for your dragon riding or dragon racing like players out there. For 10.2.6, we have a pirate flag. That's all that's been given. Now, a lot of people don't know what this is, but in my honest guess, I think it's just speculation of what people were expecting the new, like, expansion to be. So it's a little hint and, like, sort of meta joke in there for that. That's all that I'm going to look into that, really. Not much more. We get the War Within Alpha in late winter, early spring, which is really cool. So within the next few months, we will actually be able to see the War Within Alpha, how far they're along with it, hero talents, etc. And that'll be really, really cool to see. And then in early spring, we get season 4 of Dragonflight. So the Dragonflight raids are revisited. They're doing like time walking raids, essentially. So what they did in Shadowlands was they made one raid every week, like the focus raid, and all the items from that raid were just upgraded to a good item level, which is really cool, and it's a really good way to utilize all the raids that have been remade. We obviously get a new PvP season as well as a mythic season, and then new open world rewards. Honestly, not much is happening in season 4, I do have to tell you that. But there is no, I'm actually looking at it now, there is no 10.3 in Dragonflight. We have only got two patches. Now, in my honest opinion, it's not the worst thing. The content that was delivered in Dragonflight was very, very good. And I don't think that you can have a 0.3 patch in certain expansions. If it's too big and you want to get the story content out and stuff like that, then perfectly fine. But sometimes it really drags the expansion on, which is not great. And I think that the amount of content that they've been shitting out, essentially, in Dragonflight, I think it's not the worst thing that they don't have a 10.3. They've got essentially everything they wanted to do in Iridacron, fucking off into the void or whatever. We killed the very first boss, Razageth. You go into, what raid was it after? Zaralak Caverns, the Obsidian Sanctum one, to see the void. You set that up, and then in the dungeons, you know, you're progressing that story. You see a Myrdrasil, you know, all of that stuff's happening, which is really, really cool. But in mid to late spring, you have the Dark Heart. So Time Running Pandemonium. I'm not too sure what this is, but it sounds cool. Harbinger quests, again, I don't really know what this is. I think the Harbinger quests might be tied with the usual short cinematics that they do on YouTube, maybe, hopefully, for the War Within. We'll see. Troll and Draenei Heritage Armor. I'll be very interested to see these, because I think the Trolls are a very cool race, as well as the Draenei. So, be very cool to see this. And a new holiday event. I don't know if this is a brand new holiday event, but if it is, I'm all for it. And then we get the War Within beta, like late spring, early summer, which will be really, really cool. After that, the War Within pre-patch. So world events, war bans, dynamic flight and guild updates in this patch. We'll go into more detail like later on in the week about these. And then in the summer, or early autumn, late summer, we're going to get the War Within. Now, this is a, if we are going off of this roadmap, then this is a lot earlier than people would have predicted. It's usually a November release that people have become accustomed to. But if they release it like late summer, this will really throw everything into the works, because they said that they wanted to release like big expansion patches almost at a quicker rate. So every year and a half or something. So maybe in 2025 or something, whenever, will be in the next expansion already, like early 2025, like January, February, who knows, which will be really, really cool. But yeah, it gives a campaign story, delves, hero talents, the Earth and Ally race, 4 new zones, 8 new dungeons, new raid, and a new PvP season, of course. And then the first content patch, which is 11.0.5, will see more story and quests and new content and system updates, which is really, really cool. As well as the 20th anniversary event, which is 20 years. That's crazy. That's absolutely fucking crazy. But yeah, that is the roadmap for retail. It's really cool. We'll get into more detail about this later on in the week on Friday's episode. That way I can really dissect stuff and go through it, what it all means, everything like that. So stay tuned for the Friday episode. But that is it for this episode. Thank you all very much for watching. If you want to check out the roadmaps, go to Wowhead. They have absolutely everything. It's absolutely amazing to get information on World of Warcraft 4. But thank you all very much for listening. And go with Valor Friend. Goodbye, all.